Greetings, everyone. I'm here to tell you a story. It's an exciting story filled with adventure and intrigue. It happened in France many years ago during the reign of Louis XIII. And it all began one beautiful spring morning when I decided to leave my home, which was located in a small village, and seek my fortune in Paris. Ah, but perhaps I should introduce myself. My name is D'Artagnan. My father, like most fathers, hated to see his son leave home. But he understood my desire to make my own way in the world and gave me what little assistance he could. It was really little enough, 15 crowns. That's about $2 in your money. And a letter of introduction to Monsieur de Tréville, captain of the musketeers, and a horse. Oh, that horse. Never will I forget him. He must have been almost as old as I, which is quite young for a man, but very ancient for a horse. The poor animal, he creaked in every joint. And to make his appearance all the more ludicrous, he was bald from the tip of his nose to the end of his tail. His poor body was a bright yellow in color. I've always suspected that he belonged in a circus. But I was not even certain that a clown would dare be seen riding him. However, these were the best of my father's possessions, and I accepted them gratefully. We stood outside the little cottage, the horse and I, waiting for my father to bid us farewell.
D'Artagnan, my son, it appears you are ready to leave.
Yes, father.
You go to join the musketeers, the most noble regiment in France who serve the king and queen. To become a musketeer, you will have to prove your bravery. Courage is all important. Son, champion that which you believe to be right. And on no occasion suffer yourself to be insulted.
Thank you, father. I'll remember. Come, Archibald. We're off to Paris. Goodbye, father. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my son. And God bless you.
I set out with a gay heart, a light spirit, and a creaking horse. I rode for several hours and presently approached a small inn on the outskirts of Paris. As I rode up, I noticed three men watching me, and with evident amusement.
Look, you yonder. What manner of circus approaches on horseback?
Which is the horse?
The rider looks more yellow than his mount.
Well, their remarks were very insulting, particularly those of the nobleman who appeared to be their leader. He was a dark, swarthy fellow, with piercing black eyes and an ugly scar on his left cheek. I remembered my father's warning never to suffer insults without defending myself. So I stopped my horse, dismounted, and approached the man with the scar. I beg your pardon, sir, but are you laughing at me and my horse?
On your way, lout. I did not address you.
Oh, that may be, but I heard your remarks, and I consider them insulting.
Indeed. And what do you propose to do about it?
Well, I propose obtaining satisfaction, sir, at the point of my sword.
You challenge me to a duel?
At once. En garde!
Oh, dueling is forbidden in France. By the order of the Prime Minister, His Eminence Richelieu.
Does the Prime Minister also forbid defending one's honor from insults? En garde, I say. I drew my blade and rushed him. He countered with a quick thrust. Our swords clashed in the air. I was engaged in my first duel. We'd barely begun the duel when one of the other men picked up a nearby shovel and creeping up behind me... Oh!
Good work. A fool might have ruined all our plans.
Who do you suppose he is?
Perchance he carries some identification. I'll see. 15 crowns. Letter. What's this? A letter to Monsieur de Tréville? It appears this country bumpkin goes to join the musketeers. Richelieu will not like this. The musketeers are recruiting too many men. Soon they'll outnumber Richelieu's guards. I think I'll keep this letter. Perhaps our young friend will find it more difficult to see de Tréville without a letter of introduction.
When I regained consciousness, the men were gone. Oh, how my head ached and throbbed. The whole world seemed to be going round and round. I took stock of my condition. No broken bones. But my letter, it was gone. And my money. Oh, well... I still had Archibald, and, my trusty sword. Well, I mounted the poor horse whose cause I'd so unluckily championed and rode on into Paris. But even as I rode, I swore that if ever I met the dark man with a scar again, I'd revenge myself for his insults and his theft of my letter.
I am de Treville. You've been waiting to see me, Monsieur...
D'Artagnan. I had a letter of introduction to you, sir, from my father, but it was stolen.
Your father?
Yes.
D'Artagnan? Oh, yes, yes, I knew your father well. And what can I do for you?
Sir, I wish to become a musketeer.
Really? That's quite an ambition. However, if you're really the son of... One moment. How can I be certain that you are who you say you are?
Sir, I told you I had
It's a letter of introduction from your father. But I've only your word for that. Perchance you're a spy sent by Richelieu to dishonor and discredit the musketeers.
A spy, Richelieu? You mean to say the Prime Minister doesn't approve of the musketeers?
Approve? You evidently know nothing of the intrigue here in Paris. Richelieu and the musketeers are deadly enemies.
Enemies? But why?
Because the musketeers owe allegiance only to the king and queen. And Richelieu conspires to control France, even the world. He places his own desire for power above the welfare of the king. Now do you understand?
Yes, sir. And I have but one answer. Will you enter me as a recruit in the musketeers? I wish to serve his majesty and protect France.
Well spoken. Perhaps I've misjudged you. How are you with a blade?
Well, I...
Here, take that sword by the window and give me an example of your technique.
Yes, sir. Yes. You'll find I've had pretty good schooling from my... There he is.
What?
The man with a scar who stole my letter. He's in the street directly below. Excuse me, sir. Oops. Excuse me.
One moment. Is that all you have to say for running against me?
I'm in a terrible hurry.
Too much so, it appears. You need a lesson in manners. Well, perhaps I can give you one with my blade.
I'll accept the challenge any time, any place. Only now, I must hurry.
We'll meet for a duel in the Luxembourg at noon.
The Luxembourg at noon. I'll be there. Whoops! I'm sorry.
Sorry? A fine excuse for running me down. I'll teach you to be sorry at the point of a sword.
Oh, dear. Where? When?
The Luxembourg at noon.
Your servant, sir.
Why, you... I'll teach you to...
I know. The Luxembourg at noon. In my haste to reach the street, I'd accidentally run against three musketeers, each of whom challenged me to a duel at the same time and place. The Luxembourg at noon. And to make matters worse, when I finally reached the street, the man with a scar had disappeared. It was exactly high noon when I approached the Luxembourg. I found only one of my adversaries waiting, the first musketeer I'd happened to bump into in my haste to follow the man with a scar. good day, monsieur. I trust I've not kept you waiting.
For 10 seconds, and for each of them I shall put 10 stabs in your gullet. En garde!
Athos!
Wait! Someone approaches. Well, Porthos, what brings you here?
I have an appointment to meet... Mon Dieu! Here he is.
What?
En garde!
Athos! Athos! Hello!
Who? It is Aramis.
What brings you here, friend Aramis?
A matter of honor. I was standing outside the... There he is. En garde!
Wait a minute, Aramis.
Okay. Let me have him.
Come. Gentlemen, one moment. Obviously, I cannot discharge my obligation to all three of you. Now, let's see. I bumped into this gentleman first. Therefore, he has the first right to kill me.
What matters which of us has the satisfaction? Are we not Athos?
Porthos.
Aramis, one for all.
And all for one.
Perhaps I can offer a solution. As long as you gentlemen consider yourselves one, I will be most happy to engage all three of you at once. I can only be killed a single time. En garde.
Wait. Look, you.
Richelieu's guards.
5 of them.
Country boy, you'll have to wait until we've disposed of these intruders.
This is bad, Athos. We are 3 against 5, and you are already wounded.
Not so, gentlemen, not so. I fight with you against Richelieu. We are 4 against 5.
You?
Yes.
What think you? Shall we accept his sword with ours?
How can we refuse in the face of these bloodthirsty villains?
4 for all and all for 4. En garde!
The next moment, we were comrades instead of adversaries. We dispensed with the Richelieu swordsman in short order, wounding 4 of them and chasing the 5th down the street. Then we proceeded to a tavern, where the 3 musketeers drank my health and welcomed me as one of them. But as we sat in the tavern laughing and joking, we had no knowledge of what was taking place in Richelieu's chambers at that very moment. Otherwise, Otherwise, we mightn't have been so happy.
Come in, Rochefort.
Your Eminence, I have great news. The Duke of Buckingham has been recalled to England.
Then our plan is working. This should convince the king that we have no other choice except to declare war on England.
Only one person stands in our way, Your Eminence.
I know. The Queen. She will try to prevent His Majesty from engaging in a war. We must find a way to discredit her in the king's eyes.
Be of good cheer. The Queen herself has played right into our hands.
How so? Speak quickly.
Before leaving France, the Duke of Buckingham paid a visit to the Queen. Naturally, he requested her to intercede with the king and avert a war. She promised that she would exert her influence. And to prove her friendship, she gave the Duke her diamond necklace.
The one presented to her by the king when they were married?
The same.
How very indiscreet of her. I will go to the king and tell him that his own wife conspires with England against him. If he does not believe me, I will suggest that he ask the queen what she has done with her betrothal necklace. If she tells him the truth, he will suspect intrigue on her part. If she does not tell him the truth... Let us see if the queen can manage to save her reputation this time.
The following morning, I received a summons to report to the office of Monsieur de Treville. I was delighted, for I thought I was going to be accepted as a musketeer then and there. But when I arrived, I found Athos, Porthos, and Aramis waiting in the outer chamber. They, too, had been summoned. It was all very mysterious. We waited anxiously until de Treville called us into his office.
Come in, gentlemen. I have a mission for you, the most dangerous mission you have ever undertaken. D'Artagnan, if you succeed in this and demonstrate your courage and bravery, I will formally proclaim you to be a musketeer together with these three whose friendship you have made.
Thank you, monsieur. I'll succeed, or die in the attempt.
Now listen closely, all of you. Richelieu is engaged in a new plot to discredit the queen and embroil France in a war with England. The queen has given her diamond necklace to the Duke of Buckingham. It was an innocent gesture of her friendship. But Richelieu has twisted it in the king's mind until he believes that the queen has betrayed him to England.
This will surely mean war. And if France engages in war, Richelieu, as prime minister, will have control of the country and all its resources.
Which is, of course, exactly what he desires.
How can we prevent it, sir?
By going to England and obtaining the queen's necklace. The king has already questioned her regarding its whereabouts. He has also announced a grand ball and has commanded the queen to wear the necklace on that occasion.
Did the queen admit she had given the necklace to the duke?
She did not dare tell the king for fear that he would not believe the gift was an innocent one of friendship.
Then what did she tell him?
That she would wear the necklace at the grand ball, of course. She pretended that it was still in her possession.
Say no further. The necklace must be obtained and returned in time for the grand ball. When do we leave for England?
Tomorrow morning at the stroke of one. I have arranged for your transportation and protection as well as I can. But Richelieu's guards have orders to kill you on sight. They will stop at nothing to prevent your departure and return. You four will go together. If three fail, perhaps the fourth will succeed. Here are your instructions. Godspeed, and may success crown your efforts.
Our orders were to proceed to a tavern in Chantilly, where we were to meet a man who would supply us with a boat for crossing the channel. We had no idea who the man was. We could only recognize him by a secret password.
Hold! This is the tavern. Dismount!
Thank heaven for some shelter at last.
Well, we entered the tavern and seated ourselves at a table. Presently, a man approached from the other side of the room. Was this our friend?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
You have come a long way, I observe.
From Paris. And you, monsieur?
I come from Paris also.
Ah, fellow traveler. Sit down, my friend, and join us in a hot drink.
You don't have the appearance of a sailor, monsieur.
Really? And were you expecting a sailor?
We were expecting a friend.
Drink up, gentlemen. It's needed to warm the chill. To the king!
To the king!
Wait. I believe I can propose a better toast. To Richelieu.
Richelieu! Hunter! The whole tavern was filled with Richelieu's guards. We fought bitterly, side by side, and were almost at the door when the villains, seeing we were about to escape, dropped their swords and resorted to gunpowder. Their aim was better with firearms, and the shots found their marks. Athos and Porthos were hit. I started back to save them, but Aramis stopped me.
No, D'Artagnan. One of us must succeed. Hurry! Go!
Another shot rang out. Aramis fell to the floor. My comrades were done for. I was the only one left. I slashed my way out to the door, jumped on my horse and galloped off. I was urging my horse with all speed. Then suddenly, looking back, I saw I was being followed. I turned off into the foliage at the side of the road and waited. Then I saw him, the other rider. It was the man who'd accosted us at our table. Richelieu's spy, come to prevent my escape. I waited until he rode near me. Then I jumped from my horse to his and pulled him to the ground. We fought for a moment. Then he eluded my grasp, rolled away, and came up with his sword drawn. I whipped my blade from its sheath. On guard!
On guard!
He was a poor swordsman, lunging about wildly to no effect. Suddenly I parried a thrust, then countered, and whipped his blade from his hand.
No.
I backed him up against a tree and pinned him there. My own sword pointed at his throat.
No, no, do not run me through.
Ah, the brave one turns coward quickly, huh? Give me your papers.
Yes, yes, only do not hurt me. Here, here are the papers.
Count Luzon, one of Richelieu's guards. And what's this? Come speak up, man, or...
My pass to leave the country. I was to follow you by boat if you escaped us at the tavern.
What boat?
One engaged by Richelieu. It waits at the landing at the end of this road.
Good. I failed to make contact with my own boat. I'll use yours.
You won't get far, monsieur. The captain of that boat has orders to shoot you on sight.
Has he? Then perhaps I should take you along to vouch for me.
Oh, that will do no good. He doesn't know me. He would only believe my papers.
Would he? Thank you for the information, monsieur. Now, lie down.
You're not going to hurt me.
I'm going to bind and gag you. Lie down.
No, no.
Calm yourself, monsieur. I don't kill dumb animals. I tied the count securely, took his papers, remounted my horse and made haste to the boat. The captain called to me from the deck.
Who goes there?
It's I, Captain. Count Luzon, Richelieu's guards.
Come on, deck. No tricks, my dear. I have a gun. Your papers.
Here you are.
These seem to be in order. Forgive me for doubting you, Count, but we must be careful. I have rumors that the musketeers will attempt to cross near here.
Really? Then perhaps we should sail at once, Captain, and wait for them on the other side.
I will give the order.
We made the crossing in good time and prepared to land on the other side.
Well, Monsieur le Count, we have landed in England. There's a horse waiting down yonder road if you should need it.
Oh, thank you. Very thoughtful. Thank you, Captain. You've been most helpful. All that night, I rode through England at breakneck speed, and the following morning arrived at the Duke's castle. He received me immediately.
Come in, Monsieur d'Artagnan.
Ah, Your Grace. I come from Paris.
So I was told. What is the purpose of this visit?
To save the Queen, Your Grace, and prevent an unjust war between our countries.
D'Artagnan, is the Queen in danger?
Danger? She will be dishonored and disgraced in the eyes of His Majesty unless you return her necklace at once, Your Grace.
Necklace?
Yes. The one she gave you in token of friendship. Read this letter. It explains everything.
In heaven's name, what vile scheme is this?
One that only Richelieu could contrive. Now may I have the necklace, Your Grace? Time is all important. Richelieu will have many obstacles awaiting my return trip. I fear I'll need all the time I have.
When must the necklace be returned?
In but 3 nights, in time for the Queen's appearance at the Grand Ball.
Well, Rochefort, all is well, it appears. We may not have prevented D'Artagnan from leaving the country, but we have evidently foiled his return.
All is well, Your Eminence. I have just checked with one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting. The necklace had not arrived when the Queen left her chambers. Ha ha, she's frantic.
Ah, the King is making his appearance. And now it is time for the Queen. I wonder if she will dare make an appearance without the necklace. Your Eminence, look. The Queen. My eyes deceive me. She's wearing it. She's wearing the diamond necklace.
I had arrived at the palace just in time, the very moment before the Queen had made her appearance. She she stood behind the curtains, frantically awaiting the arrival of the necklace. I approached her and gently placed it around her lovely throat. How grateful she was. Why, she even wanted to reward me with a ring from her own finger, but I refused it. Your smile is sufficient reward for me, Your Majesty, I said. I think she rather liked that. Then the curtains parted, and she swept majestically down the stairway. Ah, what a vision she made. It was all I could do to pull myself away. But suddenly, I remembered I mustn't be found loitering in the palace. I hurried to the rear and sought an exit to the outside. But as I passed a door, my attention was arrested by the sound of voices coming from within a room.
Failure. 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 Nothing but failure. How did that man get through? 400 guards around the palace with orders to kill him on sight. And still he managed.
I cannot understand it, Your Eminence. I myself was guarding
you the... yourself.
But all is not yet lost.
All is not yet lost. All is not yet lost. You chatter like a magpie. Our plan has failed. Now the queen will have more influence with the king than ever before.
Unless...
Unless? Unless what?
Unless Her Majesty were assassinated.
What?
And the king made to believe that the murderer was an agent of England.
Hmm. Well, Rochefort, perhaps you have not lost your cleverness after all. What do you propose?
The queen will only remain at the ball a few moments, eh? She's undoubtedly tired after the long strain of waiting for the necklace.
Hmm.
When she retires to her room, I will enter it through a rear corridor, silently draw my sword, and...
Then we will go to the dungeon. Find some stupid man who has not paid his taxes, and make him confess that he is a British spy, and was commissioned by them to kill the Queen of France. The king will be forced to declare war.
Quite so. But, Your Eminence, there is one thing.
Yes?
A slight assistance I'll need from you.
Me? I can have nothing to do with this. My name must never be connected with the scheme. If you should fail...
I will not fail, Your Eminence. But you yourself have said that 400 guards surround the palace. There is a chance I will be observed, eh? I merely wish you to write a letter, which I shall carry on my person for protection.
What kind of letter?
Sit you down. Write as I dictate.
No. Tell me first what you wish me to write.
Very well. Write as follows. It is by my order and for the good of the state that the bearer of this has done what he has done.
You're mad, Rochefort! I will not write such a letter.
You will write it. Otherwise, I shall inform the king of your treachery.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? Oh. Come, Your Eminence, let us not argue amongst ourselves. I will not use this letter unless I'm captured, and only then to have myself placed in your custody. You'll then find a way for me to escape the country. No one will ever see the letter except the guards who capture me, if I'm captured. Well, Your Eminence, will you write the letter?
What was it again? Oh, yes. It is by my order and for the good of the state that the bearer of this has done what he has done. Richelieu.
As I stood outside the door of Richelieu's chambers, I could hardly believe my ears. A plot to kill the queen? It appeared I'd yet another mission before I could leave the palace. I drew back into the shadows and waited. After several minutes, the man addressed as Rochefort left the room. Then I saw his face, and my heart leapt into my throat. It was the dark man with a scar, the man who'd stolen my letter. This time he'd not escape me. He walked quickly down the corridor and started up the stairs towards the queen's chambers. What was I to do? I was too far away to prevent his ascent. So I unsheathed my sword and threw it at him. It stuck, quivering in the wall. I rushed forward and leapt on him.
Wade rolled down the stairs.
He drew his sword.
I knocked it from his hand. He ran back, took my sword from the wall and faced me. I picked his blade up from the floor and balanced it in my hand. At last, for my revenge. Hogger! Up and down the stairs we fought, over the side, into room after room and out of them. Smashing over tables and chairs, we left them out of our way. Finally, I fought him step by step to the top of the stairway. Then, with a quick thrust, I locked his sword to his breast and forced him back over the edge of the balustrade. He struggled for a moment, lost his balance, and fell crashing over the side. Ah! He landed on the floor below on top of his sword. It slithered through his breast and came out through his back. Exhausted, I ran to his side. Yes. Yes, he was dead. And there on the floor beside him was a letter. I picked it up and slipped it into my glove. But the noise of our struggle, it attracted the guards. They surrounded me. I was under arrest for the murder of Rochefort, captain of Richelieu's guards. Richelieu demanded that I be tried immediately. The king himself entered the trial chambers. Richelieu began the prosecution.
Your Majesty, members of the court, as Prime Minister of France, I, Richelieu, demand that D'Artagnan be put to death for having ruthlessly murdered the captain of the guards, Henri de Rochefort.
Yes, sir.
Your Majesty well knows that dueling is forbidden in France, but these musketeers and their recruits do not obey our laws. They are little better than outlaws. Shall we permit our own guards' lives to be wasted in this manner?
One moment, Your Eminence. Before you condemn me further, I think it only fair to remind you that Mr. Rochefort came to his end by your own order.
My order?
He was a traitor to the king and France, as Your Eminence must have known when you wrote this.
What have you there?
A letter. May I read it? It is by my order and for the good of the state that the bearer of this has done what he has done. It is signed, Richelieu.
But yes, of course. Your Majesty, we withdraw the charges against D'Artagnan.
So, I was freed. I suppose I should have been very happy, but I wasn't. You see, I hadn't seen or heard from my good friends, the Three Musketeers, since that night at the inn. And for all I knew, they were dead. I returned to Monsieur de Tréville's office with a heavy heart. But as I opened the door...
D'Artagnan!
Athos, Porthos, Aramis! You're saved, you're well!
Nothing like a little lead to help the digestion.
Congratulations, D'Artagnan. Welcome to the Musketeers.
One for all.
And all!